Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of March, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the ninth day of Adar 2, or Adar Bet. This week, our portion from the Torah is called Vayikra, which means, and he called. And today we're going to start in Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 7 through 16. Before we get going with our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank him for his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So this is Leviticus 2, verse 7. Now, if your sacrifice is a grain offering of the pan, it is to be made of fine flour with oil. When you bring the grain offering that is made of these things to the Lord, it is to be presented to the Kohen, and he is to bring it to the altar. The Kohen is to take from the grain offering its memorial portion and burn it up as smoke on the altar, an offering made by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. What is left of the grain offering is for Aharon and his sons, a most holy portion of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. Every grain offering which you present to the Lord shall be made without chametz, for you are not to burn up as smoke any chametz nor any honey as a sacrifice made by fire to the Lord. As a gift of first fruits, you may offer them to the Lord, but they are not to ascend for a soothing aroma on the altar. Also, you are to season with salt every sacrifice of your grain offering. You are never to allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your sacrifices, you must offer salt. If you bring a grain offering of first fruits to the Lord, you are to present for the grain offering of your first fruits of fresh ears of barley, scorched with fire, crushed grain of fresh ears. You are then to put oil and frankincense on it. It is a grain offering. The Kohen shall burn up as its memorial portion part of its crushed grain and part of its oil, along with all its frankincense. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. That was Leviticus chapter 2, verse 7 through 16. Today's portion from the prophets is Isaiah chapter 5. Let me sing of my beloved, a song of my beloved about his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard in a very fertile hill. He dug it out and cleared its stones, planted it with a choice vine, built a tower in the midst of it, and even cut out a wine press. He expected it to yield good grapes, but it yielded worthless grapes. So now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, please judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done? Why then, when I expected it to yield good grapes, did it yield worthless grapes? So now, I will make known to you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge, and it will be eaten up. I will break down the fence, and it will be trodden down. I will lay it waste. It will not be pruned or hoed, but briars and thorns will come up. I will also command the clouds not to rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel and the people of Judah, the planting of his delight. He looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. Woe to those who join house to house and merge field to field until there is no room, and you will live alone in the midst of the land. In my ears, the Lord of hosts has said, surely many houses will be desolate, even grand and fine ones, with no occupants. 10 acres of vineyard will yield 6 gallons, and an omer of seed will yield an ephah. Woe to those who rise up early in the morning so they may pursue liquor, who stay up late at night until wine inflames them. Harp and lyre, tambourine and flute, and wine are at their banquets. They do not notice the Lord's activity, nor see the works of his hands. Therefore, my people are in captivity for lack of knowledge. Their honorable men are famished and their multitudes parched with thirst. Therefore Sheol has enlarged its gullet and opened its measureless mouth. Down goes her glory, her tumult, her uproar, and the revelry in her. So humanity will be bowed down, mankind will be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty humbled. But the Lord of hosts will be exalted through justice, and the holy God consecrated through righteousness. Then lambs will graze as if in their own pasture, and nomads will eat in the ruins of the wealthy. Oy to those that drag iniquity along with cords of deceit, and sin as if with a cart rope. They say, let him hurry up and hasten his work, so we may see it. Let the plan of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, so we may know it. Oy to those who call evil good and good evil, who present darkness as light and light as darkness, who present bitter as sweet and sweet as bitter. Oy to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Oy to those who are heroes at drinking wine and valiant at mixing drinks, who justify the wicked for a bribe and deprive the innocent of justice. Therefore, as a tongue of fire consumes straw, and as chaff collapses into the flame, so their root will be like rot, and their blossom will go up like dust. For they have rejected the Torah of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the Lord's anger is kindled against his people. When he has stretched out his hand against them and struck them, the hills trembled, and their carcasses were like refuse in the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, yet his hand is still outstretched. He will lift up a banner to nations far off, and will whistle for them from the ends of the earth. Look, swiftly, speedily they come. None will be weary, and none stumble among them. None will slumber or sleep. No belt will be loose at the waist, no strap of sandals be broken. Their arrows are sharp, and all their bows are bent. Their horse hoofs will be like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring will be like a lion. They will growl like young lions. Yes, they will roar, seize their prey, and carry it away safely, and there will be none to rescue. They will roar against them like the roaring of the sea. If one looks to the land, behold, darkness and distress. The light is darkened by the clouds. That was Isaiah chapter 5. And our portion today from the writings is Psalm 144. Of David, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving kindness, my fortress, my strong tower, and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take note of him, or the son of man that you consider him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a passing shadow. Lord, part your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains so they smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Send out your arrows and confuse them. Stretch forth your hands from on high. Snatch me, deliver me out of the deep waters, out of the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speak falsehood, whose right hand is a right hand of deceit. God, I sing a new song to you. On a 10-string harp, I sing praises to you. Who gives salvation to kings, who rescues your servant, David, from the evil sword. Snatch me, deliver me out of the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks falsehood, whose right hand is a right hand of deceit. Then our sons will be like plants nurtured in their youth, our daughters like corner pillars carved for the construction of a palace. Our storehouses are full, supplying every kind of produce. Our flocks increase by thousands and 10,000s in our fields. Our oxen bear a heavy load. There is no breach, no going into captivity, no outcry in our streets. Happy are such a people. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. That was Psalm 144. Our portion today from the apostles is Acts 11. Now the emissaries and brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. But when Kepha went up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision took issue with him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." So Kepha began explaining to them, point by point, saying, "I was in the city of Yafo praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet coming down, being lowered from heaven by its four corners, and it came right to me. I looked inside, considering it carefully, and saw four-footed creatures of the earth, wild animals, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying, 'Get up, Kepha, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, Lord, for never has anything unholy or unclean entered my mouth.' But a voice from heaven answered a second time, 'What God has made clean, you must not consider unholy.' This happened three times, and then everything was pulled up to heaven. At that very moment, three men arrived at the house where we were, sent to me from Caesarea. The Ruach told me to go with them without hesitating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He reported to us how he had seen an angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Yafo and bring Shimon, called Kepha. He will speak words to you by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Ruach HaKodesh fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he used to say, 'Yohanan immersed with water, but you will be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh.' Therefore, if God gave them the same gift as also to us after we put our trust in the Lord Messiah Yeshua, who was I to stand in God's way? When they heard this, they became quiet, and they glorified God, saying, "Then even to the Gentiles God has granted repentance, leading to life." Now those scattered because of the persecution that happened in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, telling the message only to Judeans. However, there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Hellenists also, proclaiming the Lord Yeshua. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. News about these things reached the ears of the community in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he was thrilled. He encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. For Barnabas was a good man, full of the Ruach HaKodesh and faith, and the large number was added to the Lord. Then Barnabas left for Tarsus to go look for Shaul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, they met together with Messiah's community and taught a large number. Now it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christianoi. Now in these days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and predicted through the Ruach that there was going to be a great famine all over the world. This took place during the reign of Claudius. So the disciples decided to send relief to those brothers and sisters living in Judea, each according to his ability. This they did, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Shaul. That was Acts 11, and it concludes our readings for this episode. If you're reading through the Apostles twice in this year's reading cycle, you'll read Revelation chapter 5 today also. Well, that's it for me for today. I send you greetings from a windy, rainy, thundering morning here in the Judean mountains of Israel. Shalom to you until next time.